Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are delighted to have one of the voices of the Oakland Anabolics, I call them, Ken. With the Oakland A's is their radio play-by-play man, and he's a good one, Ken Korak. And Ken, Steve Summers, once again on the Fan of New York City, thanks for a couple of minutes.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be with you.
I was watching the game yesterday with the A's beating up on the Yankees and noticing I think there's more room in foul territory than there is in the outfield.
You know what? It's pretty close. I mean, it's a good point. It's something that's been much discussed over the years, but it's been that way ever since the A's moved here in 1968. And I think it's in some ways a factor in the A's success over the years because, as you know, the A's have had a lot of that. And I can tell you this, the pitchers really love it.
Yeah, no, I understand. Here's one question I have. With football season about to begin, how many games can you guess in the month of September, and I have an idea how you can answer this, will the A's be playing at home on a gridiron instead of a baseball diamond?
Well, I believe the Raiders have already had two exhibition games here.
Okay,
Steve.
Sure.
And so, and the A's still have two road trips left this year. So when the A's are gone, the Raiders are here. I haven't seen the schedule.
Do they
would have at least two games here while the A's are gone.
Right. My point being, the field and the condition of that field. And historically, what can you tell us off the top of the head, tip of the toe, how the A's do once football season gets underway? Because as I remember as a kid, that field was always in terrible shape for baseball in the month of September.
Well, Clay Wood, who's the A's groundskeeper, does a tremendous job. And he has an amazing staff. And they literally work round the clock at times to do the transition between football and baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it's ideal, but you hear very few complaints about it. Now, things did change when the Raiders came back here over 20 years ago from L.A. because they built this monstrosity out in center field called Mount Davis. And when that happens and when the A's are gone, they have to lay a bunch of wooden boards down on the outfield grass, and then they put the bleachers down on top of that. And that's the far sideline at the Coliseum for football from where I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah.
And so the one thing, and I'm not sure it's unfair, mm-hmm. is that when those bleachers are down there for any length of time, the outfield plays really fast. And it's something that the outfielders have to get used to because the ball can really scoot by in the alleys out there in the outfield.
And what about in the infield with a bad hop?
No, the infield's been fine. I mean, it really is. They do a really nice job with it, and I haven't seen, and it's been a long time since anybody's even talked about that. Maybe it's not as pristine as it is early in the year, and people have talked about during the non-football time of the baseball season, this might be the best infield in the American League, but there have been no complaints about that this year at all.
A lot of us, and I'm one of them, Ken, who thinks that the Yankees and the A's are going to be in the wild card and play here. Now, right now, the Yankees have that four-game lead in the loss column, and we think even though they have not been playing very good baseball, they have guys injured, they have guys who are there and playing for the Yankees. Guys who are injured and guys who are playing for the Yankees have been underperforming, so they're going through a bad stretch. However, I'm one to believe they're going to be playing the A's. Now, you guys probably think we have a good chance of catching Houston. You're 2.5 games in back of the Astros. Looking at the schedule, tell us, Ken, because obviously you're watching with the A's every single game. The Astros are getting injured guys back. A lot of people think the A's might fade for the division in the month of September. Looking at the schedule, and I'm sure you have, who has, to you, the favorable schedule between Oakland and the Astros in the month of September?
Well, first of all, the A's are done with Houston. So as far as a head-to-head matchup and a chance with a two-game swing, and the A's with the opportunity to gain ground on them head-to-head, that's done. The A's are, they finished with the Astros last week in Houston. I think the schedules are fairly comparable. The one thing that the series that really scares me as far as the A's are concerned is when they go to Tampa, because those guys are playing great. And as you know, I mean, I think they're thinking they're still in the wild card race. They're 8 games behind the A's. And the A's go there next week. So if you were to predict it, Steve, you would say that there was the likelihood that the standings would stay exactly the way they are. But baseball is unpredictable.
Oh, sure.
And as you know, look at the Yankees last week. I mean, there are times when you think you're in a soft spot in your schedule, and the Yankees went 3-4 last week against the White Sox and the Tigers. So who knows? Just when you think you're at that point, you think, all right, now it's a conducive time. It just doesn't work out that way.
Now tell me what the A's are doing tonight. They don't have a starter starting. Is it all the bullpen tonight going from inning number one to inning number nine?
Well, they use 9 pitchers in 9 innings, and I mean, that's not ideal. They did that the other day on Saturday against the Mariners. They've had so many injuries to their starters. The A's learned on the last road trip that Sean Manaea and Brett Anderson both had to go on the DL, so this is a kind of the after effect of that. Liam Hendricks will start the game. I think he's going to go just one inning. And then after that, you're right, it's going to be a matter of the bullpen coming in. If they can get somebody to go 2 or 3 innings, that would be great. But you're right, it's going to be a bullpen game tonight.
Who did it first, Bob Melvin or Tampa? Because Tampa has done that. And we've also, I believe, with Madden in Chicago, the Cubs, on occasion, have done that as well. This is a new thing.
And it because, is. You know how things spread. You know how things are in baseball. You know, it works for somebody, and then it spreads like wildfire. It can be a copycat game like all the sports are. The Rays, I think, have done it 41 times, Steve, the weekend. The Twins did it over the weekend. The Rangers did it the other day.
Wow.
I don't know if the A's really have that set up today, because I'm not sure they have a starting pitcher waiting in the wings who can go 5 or 6 innings.
Right.
The Rays have done it with Ryan Yarbrough. He's gone as many as 7 innings coming out of their bullpen, and he's won 13 games. So certainly Tampa Bay has been the one at the forefront of it, that's for sure.
Will you believe me if I tell you that we saw on Sunday Noah Syndergaard of the New York Metropolitans throw a complete game, and he's a starter, Ken?
What's that? I've never... Listen, the other day, we're in Minnesota, and Jed Lowry comes up in the first inning, and I'm looking at the infield, and I'm going, something's wrong here. I mean, this is not right. And I'm looking around, there's 3 infielders. And I'm saying, have I lost my mind? I look up, and they had 4 outfielders, and they're not the only ones who have done that. The Astros have done it, so the game's changing, that's for sure.
You make me think of the shift. Do you like it?
I know. No, I don't. I don't like it. I don't know that you can legislate it, but I'm not a big fan of it. And left-handed hitters aren't fans of it at all, that's for sure.
Yeah. The A's, in their last 69 games, are 49-20. Safe to say it's because of the bullpen. Well, you've got great hitters. I mean, guys like Matt Chapman and Lowry and Chris Davis with his 40 home runs and well over 100 RBIs. So, obviously, the no-name Oakland A's are really making a name for themselves. But 49-20, give me the top 3 reasons they are 49-20 in their last 69.
They're really good. Their bullpen is great, and it's been really good all year. And then they went out and got Familia and Rodney and Sean Kelly around the time of the deadline before and just after in the case of Kelly. So, they're the only team in baseball that has not lost a lead when they have led after 7 this year. They're very good in the one-run games. They hit a lot of home runs. Only the Yankees have hit more home runs than the A's, so they can impact the game offensively with the long ball. And then the other thing, which may be a little more nuanced, is that they're much more athletic, Steve, than they've been in the past. This is a team that finished in last place 3 straight years, and they could not match up with the Astros at all. And I think it was paramount for the A's, if they were going to compete in this division, to match up with the athletic ability of the Astros and get players who are more impactful They're much more athletic. They have players who can impact the game. And that's been the biggest difference to me in terms of personnel.
You have Jonathan Lucroy behind the plate, and there were Met fans and who wanted him from a couple of years ago. He had one terrific season. I notice you guys are batting him eight or batting him number nine. We know he's a good defensive catcher, but he's not. What happened to his hitting?
Good question. He hasn't hit much at all for the A's.
Yeah.
And he'll be the first one to tell you that, and it's been a frustrating year for him from that standpoint. He has still been very important to the team, and I think when the A's acquired him, and as you know, he was out there and he was available throughout the entire offseason. The A's got him during spring training. I think it gave a little legitimacy and credibility to the club to get a guy with a history and a cachet like Lucroy has been an all-star. He's played in the WBC for Team USA, and he's been like having a second pitching coach behind the plate. So he's one of the guys that he literally, because I've seen it, has a book on the opposing hitters. He's really cerebral, so I think it's almost impossible to quantify the impact that he's had on the A's pitching staff.
And Chris Davis, what, 40 home runs, how many RBIs, 110? Is that
105, 106, he's in the hundreds. And the only athletic beside Jimmy Fox ever to have three straight 40 home run seasons. So when you're in the same sentence with Jimmy Fox, you've done something pretty well.
Absolutely. Well, your team has surprised a lot of people. Maybe not you, and maybe not themselves. And Bob Melvin certainly in the hunt for manager of the year. You could talk about Tampa and their manager being involved, too, and getting some votes. But Bob Melvin, they must really love what he has to say. And the guy, obviously, gets along with his team very well. They play very hard for him.
He's a great guy, too, Steve. And he's from the Bay Area. He went to high school. He played collegiately over at Cal. And so managing the A's means an awful lot to him. And so I've been so fortunate to work with him. I do the manager show with him every day. And so besides being a great manager, he's just a wonderful professional. Who is someone who represents the A's and the Bay Area really well.
And you probably know he's a former Yankee, played with the Yankees in 1994 for nine games, hit in his first at-bat as a Yankee at Yankee Stadium a home run, and then they shipped him off to the White Sox.
I know, and he, you know, until just very recently, he and his wife had a home in Manhattan.
Oh, is that right?
He's a very big fan of New York and loves going there, as we all do, and I have a feeling we're going to be back there in October.
Yeah, and that's our feeling, too. Ken, a million thanks for giving us a couple of minutes before the game tonight, and much success to you the rest of the way.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's great to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.